Dave Foley on Today FM.
Right, what have I got for you? Got a sore back for you. Hurt myself coughing. Put me back out having a good cough. This cough is going nowhere. What else have I got for you? Got a photo here for you. Do you want to see this?
Is it safe for work? This is a workplace, right?
I'm going to show you a photograph. There are two gentlemen in the photograph.
Right.
Have you ever seen my Insta?
No.
Oh, cheers, man.
I mean, I follow you, and yet I sort of don't follow you.
You follow me, but never look at Instagram.
This is true.
I'm about to show JP a photograph of on my phone that I took on Friday night. Those of you that do follow me will know what happened.
Oh, this sounds exciting. Okay.
I'm going to show you a photograph.
Do I know the people in this photograph?
I hope so.
Okay.
You ready? I know you know at least one of them.
All right.
You ready?
I think so.
Say what you see.
I see you with a surprised look on your face and a gentleman there. I'm trying to figure out who that is. He's got glasses.
Yeah.
He looks a bit older, about in his late 50s, early 60s. Who is that? I'm not recognizing.
That is...
He looks like he's probably American.
He's American.
Is he an actor?
No, he's not an actor.
Is he a musician?
No, he's not.
Who the hell is he?
That's Tim Burton, you dope.
Is it? Gosh, he doesn't look like himself anymore. Wow.
He does. He looks like Tim Burton.
I would not have picked him out of a lineup.
Sorry, Tim, if you're listening. I was out on Friday night. And we were sitting... We went out for... By the way, if you have... I know we're not the only ones. Do you have a restaurant voucher from last Christmas that is going to go? It's going to expire this Christmas, so you end up using it in November before it goes off. We do this every year. We get a restaurant. The same person gets the restaurant voucher every year, and every year it's not used until November or December. So we're like, feck, we have to use that restaurant voucher. So we'll book the restaurant. And we went for last Friday. And we arrived in and we had called, my wife had called ahead and she said, because they've got like tables that she prefers and tables that she doesn't. So we arrive in the door and they say, oh, the table that you prefer that you asked for, we don't have it. But we have this one here. And she's like, oh, we don't want that one. They're like, there's nothing we can do. And I'm like, look, leave it. It's fine. We'll have a lovely time. Couple of glasses of wine. You've forgotten about the table. Grand. Excuse me. So this table is right inside the front door of this restaurant. By the way, it's not a, like, I don't know, like a Michelin star jobby or anything like that. It's just a restaurant. So we're sitting inside the front door of the restaurant, looking out onto the street. I'm looking out onto the street. She's got her back to the street. And as I'm eating my prawns, I had prawns for starter.
You do love prawns. Were they pil-pil rare?
No, they were just a regular. They were like a buttered sort of thing.
Okay.
Oh, they were lovely. Mm. I was having my prawns and I just kind of glance up. I'm like, I see two people like just walking in. They've gone out of a taxi or cars. And I'm like, no, your man looks awful like Tim Burton. No, no, no.
But basically, you're just having a conversation with yourself.
I know, I didn't say anything. This is all happened in my head. I didn't say anything because I'm mid-prawn. And he walks in then with whoever he's with and they go beyond. I don't keep staring. I just have seen that he's passing my right shoulder.
Mm.
And then I look at my wife and then the two tables next to us, they're in a kind of a flap. And I'm kind of going, oh, wait, they've clocked it too. They've clocked that it's Tim Burton. And the tables next to us go... Who is that? Is that someone famous? I said, that's Tim bloody Burton.
I relate to that table.
Yeah. You just did the same. JP just did the same thing. That's Tim Burton. Just walked in. They're like, who's that? I was like, get out. Get out. And it's wild, right? Because my 10-year-old is going through with the Beetlejuice 2 business, basically. Mm-hmm. By the way, don't anyone tell him that we recently rewatched Beetlejuice, the first one. Do you remember what I said a few weeks ago? Tim, if you're listening, I said it was brilliant and it really lives up. I mean, it really holds up to all of our childhood memories. Ugh. So we're watching all... My 10-year-old obsessed with Tim Burton. The Charlie and the Chocolate Factories, the Alice in Wonderlands, Beetlejuice, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Did he do the original Batmans or am I imagining
this
that?
This is it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because last Saturday, we watched the original Batman, Batman
Great
1.
Great.
The Jack Nicholson Batman. And your man has just walked in the door. So we go Googling straight away. Turns out he's down. Yeah, forget the prawns. Prawns are going cold out at this stage. So is everything all right here? Go away. Go away. We're Googling to see why on earth is Tim Burton around. He's doing Wednesday. And it was a Friday night.
Hey-o.
Wednesday, the TV show. He's involved in that. Jenna Ortega, the Netflix series. So it is him. And I'm like, oh God, no, I don't. I don't do this. I'm not the type of person to go up to someone or ask for a photograph or anything. So I put it on Instagram and I said, vote, what should I do? Should I A, play Irish and pretend not to know who he is? B, go up to him and make a show of myself and really nervous? Or C, take a photograph, like, you know, that kind of thing that people do where it's like,
you're kind of photobombing him.
Yeah,
it's almost like it's an accident. He's behind
yes,
you.
It's a legit photograph of me enjoying my dinner, my prawns. Oh, these prawns are really lovely. But it's actually a photograph of Tim Burton in the background having his dinner.
It's option B for me all day.
Go up to them, take it.
Absolutely.
Are you joking?
If I wanted it that much, I would.
As a
I'd
nation.
I'd apologise.
Nation, 0874-100-102. Ireland, let me know. As a nation, we have a thick pride in being... it's Tim Burton, but I'm not going to go over and do it. We have a thick pride in, he's one of my childhood heroes. When I was 10 years old, I used to collect the Batman 1 trading cards. The cards you can collect with the chewing gum in them. I collected them, used to swap them in school. Jack Nicholson as Joker, it was the creation of superhero movies. He did that in like 1989, 1990. And here we are in the same room eating prawns together. But at the same time, I never do it. And because I'm Irish, I've got that thick pride of like, no, I know he's over there, but I'm not going to be the type of person that
is
goes over.
Is it because you don't want that person to think they're a big noise around town?
It's part of our culture. It's part of our culture.
Right.
No, it's not that sort of tall poppy thing. It's actually, we pride ourselves in not... This is why Sarah Jessica Parker has a place in Donegal. It's because we leave them alone. We leave them alone, guys.
Lyndon Monin says, go up to him 100%. Only one chance. However,
I think we've changed.
The flip side.
I think we've changed as a nation. I think we are no longer... cool about celebrities. I think that we want selfies.
Chloe says, absolutely no way. No matter how much I'd want that photo, just couldn't interrupt
it. Yeah. So in the end, we stayed until, I got loads of people said, you have to go up to him. And I was like, I'm not, he's having a private dinner. I'm not going up to him. And by the way, this ruined our night because we spent the whole night talking about what I should do rather than enjoying my prawns. So we ate the food, drank the wine, and we stayed until he was leaving, because we're right at the exit. We stayed until he was leaving, and then I jumped up. And Kate, my wife, has described it as it was like watching a little girl meet her teddy bear or her hero. And I was like, excuse me, Tim, Tim Burton.
I'm a real boy, I swear.
Can I get a photo? Would you mind? I'm so sorry, I never do this. I'm so sorry, I'm so embarrassed. I let you go. I mean, told me to take a bunch of your time. Can I take a photograph? And he was lovely. And I told him that story. I said the cards. And I said, my 10-year-old boy, we watched the Batman recently. And I said, it really is for him. And it was to show him. And we got the... initially I took the camera out. I had the camera ready and the phone ready and all.
Primed.
And then, do you do that thing where you use the volume button to take a photograph? So you can do this. You hit the volume button, and then you take a photograph
right,
like that.
Right, that's fancy, yeah.
So I did that, held it up and hit the power button instead of the volume button.
Oh, for God.
Turned it off.
Oh, my God.
Quick thinking, though, I said, I turned it off, Tim. I said, I suppose I'll never be a director. Because I turned off the camera.
This guy just wants to leave.
Oh, yeah. He's,
you're breathing your prawn breath all over him.
I've prawny wine breath.
It's like, get me out of here.
And I'm holding on to him by the elbow.
Right. This poor older man just cannot leave.
And then I say, he's to collect the Batman card. We watched Batman last weekend, me and my boy. and I used to collect the Batman cards. And he said, hold on to them. They'll be worth something someday. And he ran. He ran for his life. Out the door. I'll put it up again just so you can see the photograph of it, because truly, I'm utterly mortified, terrified, but delighted all in one. And I don't do this. A nation, we're going back. One exception. That's the one exception ever. We're going back to not ruining celebrities' nights for selfies, okay? I've had my fun. You can't have yours.
Ray Foley on Today FM.